Thomas, huge congratulations. You must be absolutely thrilled. Talk me through your feelings at this moment.
I think it was just brilliant. It was Pony just done so much for me. He's just such an awesome pony. I couldn't be prouder of him.
In terms of the jump off, you were an incredibly cool customer. You left the best till last. You were the last rider there. What were the feelings?
We just kind of said that to go out there, keep moving, do the tight turns, keep it flowing, and whatever will be. And if it pulls off, then it will, but if it won't, it won't. And it did, so it's amazing.
How did you cope with the nerves and indeed the arena? Because that is quite imposing, isn't it?
It is. It's just, I try and think of it as we're just going to jump a usual 115, as it's basically a normal 115 course that we do regularly. It's just all the jazz and lights that goes with it that you have to kind of section out, and you have to do that for the pony as well, so that he can get very buzzed up about it, but you need to keep him focused, and it's just staying calm.
A mature head on young shoulders, because it is about maintaining those nerves, isn't it? Because it is a wonderful atmosphere, but under the lights, that adds the added pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And obviously you come from a rich pedigree of a horsey family. No doubt mum and dad are going to be incredibly proud of you and this achievement.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I mean, they were racing and didn't do the show jumping so much, but they would be definitely very proud.
When did you decide that jumping was your forte rather than going the racing route?
Well, they gave me the opportunity to do both. I did racing and I did show jumping. And then Winnie, my pony, came along and he did it for me.
And that was the decision made?
Well, yes. I mean, because of COVID, I hadn't raced for quite a while, so show jumping took over a bit because that started earlier than the racing. So it's come from there.
Hoist is obviously a huge highlight in the equestrian calendar. Is this your first time here at the show?
No, I was in the 12-2 class a few years back, and with Winston, I came last year at the Aintree Hoist, which we came third in the Fox Hunter. And so I have technically been at Hoist with Winston before, but not here.
And in terms of the show, what makes it special for you is even more special now with this very, very excellent victory.
Just look at it. It's massive. It's amazing. There's so many crowd. Just you'd never get that kind of noise that after when you cross that line anywhere else. And the lights, the just all the official kind of stuff. It's just brilliant.
Well, you're brilliant today. Well done, you.
Thank you.